Okay, so this next chant, we're just going to take a slightly different one here. We take, this came up at the turn of the century, at the turn of the millennium. It's just where we have so much fighting between different religions, and they all have the word of God, the name of God, all believe in the name of God and have practice involving chanting, and everybody's fighting with each other. It's just so stupid. And it's almost like our society gears us to make mental discrimination. This one's good, that one's bad, this one's not, and we're trying to make decisions, and you can't decide anything about God from your mind. If you're thinking it, you're not in touch with it. So this is a chant where we take the four names, four basic names of God, and chant them all at the same time. It's a little more challenging because they're different rhythms, but we're chanting to the same pulse or same beat. So we're going to be chanting, one of them will be Allah, 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 just like that. Another one's going to be Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om. Then we'll add Yehovah, 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 Yehovah. And then on top of that we'll add Adonai, Adonai. So we have the four Judeo-Christian Islamic religions and the Hinduism. You could add any names. You could do it with Krishna, Govinda. You could mix them all together. But it creates, sometimes, especially when you're doing the three one, the Adonai, Adonai, Yehovah, 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 Yehovah. It's a three beat. When the ones beside you tend to challenge you and tend to put you off your concentration. But this came from learning drumming. And then once I learned drumming, I said, well, these beats make perfect chants. So then I started chanting them, and that's where this system sort of came out of. But you're getting distracted by the ones beside you, so you're being concentrating more on getting, just maintaining your own. And you hear some of them fitting right exactly with yours, and you hear some of them going off differently. And eventually you're chanting and learning to listen to all of them at the same time, but sometimes it's a little difficult. Okay, so we'll start. You two will be Allah. Okay. Okay, you get the hardest one to start with. Okay, you'll be Yehovah. Okay, and you two will be Hari Om. Mm-hmm. And I'll do the Adonai one to start. So I'll come in last with mine, but I'll bring each of you in. It's all to the same pulse, but one is Allah, 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 Allah. The other is Jehovah, Jehovah, Yehovah, Yehovah, Yehovah. Same beat, same speed, but you're counting three instead of two. And you're counting Hari Om. Om is two beat. Hari Om, Hari Om. So you're going to hear Allah and Hari at the same time, Allah and Om at the same time. And the Yehovah comes in and out of it every three times it comes together and you hear it. So it just is. It's just a challenging concentration. But in that concentration creates a type of sadhana and discipline of hearing and chanting that it almost creates an intensity that undoes the TV and the electronic music we're so used to listening to. It undoes our mind in a more intense way. No. Nothing's as intense as emotionally chanting. So this is a little bit less than what it's really designed to fight our thoughts and to create a sense of oneness among the difference. So this one is, I call it, chant of the millennium. It's just the mix of all the different religions coming together.